Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff. I'll be with you for about the next hour. And welcome on this May the 20th on the West Coast, May the 21st on the East Coast. And so far, it's a nice day. Only a few minutes into the day here on the East Coast, actually an hour and a few minutes. Lots of things I want to talk about. No special guest tonight. However, you can become a special guest by calling into the show. Those of you online, take a look at the numbers underneath the section on the right side of the index page. That's the home page. When you first go to bbsradio.com, you'll see the numbers for Station 2. And I'm not going to read those off to you. I'm trusting that you can read and pick a number and call in. We had a great show last night. I had Pastor Matthew Stephen on, and he shared some of the visions that God had given him, and it's pretty convincing stuff about changing times here in America and the coming times. He spoke of disasters. He spoke of repentance. He spoke about us preparing, and I got a few calls in during the show, Robert and Carol, I believe, or Carolyn, called in, and I was happy to hear their questions and comments. And I got a lot of email also, some suggestions from a lot of the listeners. Evidently, this audience likes to hear prophecy, and of course, you understand that we're not promoting fear here. But we do want to be prepared. That's the idea. And as we're bringing the truth out, we are going to be sort of moving outside the box a bit and asking that you do some research. You don't have to believe what we're saying. No one's asking you to believe. In fact, we would prefer that you know these things. You know what you're talking about. You know what you're opinions and your thoughts are about certain issues that we discuss on this show and other shows like this. If you don't do any research, you're not going to know when you're hearing the truth unless something we tell you seems to provide more answers than the daily pabulum that we get from the mainstream media. BBSRadio.com prides itself on the fact that that we are light bearers, we are truth seekers, and if you are listening to our shows and finding that you are learning something and maybe expanding your own consciousness, then you have to become aware of many things, and you are just like us. There's really no difference. We are not better than you. We are not smarter than you. The difference is that we are applying a principle and actually doing something to change this paradigm, which is often referred to as the matrix, this box that we're in that we can't seem to get out of. If you are operating in the belief system, you're not going to get out of the box. You've got to be able to stop and reduce the fear to a level where you can meditate, where you can pray, and talk to God. You don't even have to be praying to talk to God. You can just sit down, be quiet, and listen. You can speak to God from your heart, and He will speak back to you the same way. You don't have to hear His voice. He doesn't have to make thunderstorms appear and 100-mile-an-hour winds and hurricanes and cyclones and tornadoes or earthquakes. But to get our attention, He will use those devices. He will cause destruction, and it will be in the form of some judgment. Now, I have opinions about God and the way he will judge us, and I don't know for certainty that he will judge all of us the same way, with equal measure. I think the judgment that God is going to bring upon the earth is going to have much more to do with the evil that's perpetrated than with those that are leaving godly lives, that are allowing the Holy Spirit to flow through them. And these are people who are loving individuals, who are bringing peace and joy and harmony and light and love to the rest of humanity. These are the people that God is going to spare from these tragedies. I'm pretty convinced about that. Why would he punish those of us who have rightly or correctly used the free will he has given us? Those who have abused it may have a price to pay. If you're a Buddhist and you're following karma, and it doesn't matter if you're a Buddhist or not, the karmic principle is still at work. You know, we have other sayings for karma. What goes around comes around. And, you know, you make your bed, you sleep in it. We have all these sayings that apply to the laws of cause and effect, the law of attraction, and many other universal laws that don't need our interpretation to work. They've been created, and they operate throughout the universe. So in our attempt to gain knowledge and our attempt to understand these things, when we have a prophet on Evident Footprints, it's not to scare you. It's to bring your attention or draw attention to something of importance. And Pastor Stephen is convinced that God has his hand on his life and is instructing him specifically on what to say and where to go to say it. And that includes this radio show. I appreciate everyone's enthusiasm in hearing his message and the potential to hear other messages like that. I would ask the question, and I'm speaking about this now to all those people, not just the ones that sent out the emails to me, and they were all very polite, kind emails, appreciative of Pastor Stephen, his message, and then suggesting someone else who's also having these visions. How many times must we hear the truth until we know that we've heard the truth? And I'm asking that question rhetorically so that you think about that for a moment, meditate on that, and what does your heart tell you? If your heart tells you that his message sounds very true, and I know someone else that has the same message, I'm sure you mean well in having others hear that message. How many times must we hear a message from God until we know we've heard a message from God? There are 6.5, approaching 7 billion people on the planet. Do we need to hear that message that many times to be convinced that the message is coming from God? Or is it just 2 times or 3 times? Once should be enough if your heart is open, I'm not necessarily saying that everything that Pastor Stephen said is going to come to pass. Those things can also be changed. I think he's given us some clues that if we repent, we will be spared these things. And if enough people repent, maybe God won't have to do anything like that. He won't have to destroy this country. He won't have to destroy the land. So, for those that want to hear more prophecy, I certainly will honor that and try to get some prophetic voices on Evident Footprints. If you feel that's going to convince you, I don't know. If it's because you feel someone has maybe a message that's more harmonious or more resonant for the rest of us, I think we're at a stage now where those of you who are awake and understand what these people are saying, you get the message, you now have a responsibility to go out into your communities. First go to your families and your immediate friends, and then out into your communities and start spreading this word. Get people listening to it, more people. you could do a part just by getting people to tune into this show and to this network, because I'm not the only one on this network that is speaking a message like this. Now, we have differences in what we know and in our experiences, and we bring to you our experiences, hopefully in the form of wisdom or light that you can take it in if you choose to, and if you choose to go further with it and do the kind of research, or at least educate yourself a little bit as to what these things are. You know, when we talk about the New World Order, who are we talking about? We're not trying to create this fear, because you're asking us to do bring the message forth, and then you're asking us to provide the solution, which we also do, but then you're asking us to do all the work. And you might as well be on spiritual welfare if that's the case. I can't save anyone, and it's not my intention to save anyone, but I'm opening people's eyes, I'm opening their minds and their hearts, and hopefully in the direction of the truth. That is my intention, and that's what I feel God is doing with my life. That's the direction that God has pointed my nose, so to speak. Okay? I've been to the other side twice. I know that there's nothing to fear about death, but we have every reason to be concerned about fulfilling our mission here on Earth. And so, rather than just wait for the next message, why don't you open yourselves up, at least to the wisdom, at least so that you can become a valid cog in this wheel, if you want to use that term, or a valid tool in the toolbox. You can be an important member of the body. After all, if we all are brothers and sisters, and we all are one, we owe that to each other. It's not up to a select few. It's not up to the talk show hosts to do this work. It's not up to the researchers and the journalists to do that work either. Yet they make those choices, or God impulses them to make those choices, to bring information, to bring enlightenment to you, which is basically the nature of my journalism. I would much rather just prefer making music and living a happy, fulfilled life and not having to deal with the issues that we are faced with dealing. I would much rather just make music. And you would enjoy that. You would enjoy hearing me just make music and hearing music. I could easily turn this show into a music show. I would love to do that. Maybe that's what I should do. Yet there's a message that has to come out, because there are so many people who are asleep. And this show can be at times entertaining. I do inject humor even into some of the serious topics, because we can't take ourselves too seriously, yet we must get a grasp of what's going on a spiritual level, especially, because we are so devoid of spirit as a species on a planet, on this planet we call Earth. We are so unconscious. We're asleep. Many of us are paralyzed. And when we hear a prophetic message and it's spelling out gloom and doom, where can you turn? If the whole country is going to be wiped out, the whole land is going to be in turmoil, and we're not going to have buildings, and we're not going to have food, and we're not going to have water, how will you survive? You have to prepare for that. But what was the underlying message that Pastor Stephen had? And on other shows, I myself have said the same thing. The coming to face with God and recognizing the greatness of God, the incomprehensible greatness of God, and the love that God has for us, that he gave us the gift of life, should be enough to cause you to be prepared. And the first step is to repenting. Okay, what is repentance? In a sense, it's a recognition, personally, taking responsibility for your past actions. Now, you can't change them, but you can clean your slate by repenting to God. Ask God for forgiveness, and at the same time, ask God to set you on the proper path. And you don't even have to be a Christian to do that. If you know that some great intelligence created this universe, then you have to, if some part of you recognizes that, then you are remembering something about yourself, and you're on the step to wake, or on the path to waking up. But it's not just as simple as that. You have to also live a godly life. You have to live a righteous life, and you have to, in that process, also have some real meaning behind your life. It's not just about combing your hair and buying a new outfit or a new car or fixing up your house, but it's doing things that are meaningful, helping others that really need your help. In a way, I'm helping the listening audience, or at least I hope I am. I'm helping someone out there that's searching for answers. Often I get email from people that are telling me that what we talk about on the show sometimes can be very frightful, but they have hope. They after the show is finished and they shut off their radio or they turn their attention to something else with BBS music playing in the background, they think about what we say. Some of them pray or meditate about these things. And they actually take the time to write an email. Or they actually take the time to go to their phone, pick up the receiver and dial the number and call in and ask a question or make a comment. And that's what the show is about, really. I wish more people would phone in, although sometimes I know we don't give you a chance because we're in a heated discussion about something that we feel is very important, but nevertheless, we do take calls. We've never said, no, we won't take that call. And we've had some very profound comments made by callers so far. But I would like to see more people call in. Doing that creates the energy to get things in motion and puts us all on the path. Because when you do something positive, you affect everyone else that's trying to do something positive or who is doing something positive. I don't like that word try because it's almost an excuse kind of word. Do is a much better word. Just do it. You know, when the word try what? Try to do? It's much simpler, much more straightforward to just do it. And so my suggestion about doing research, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean going to the library. Those of you with a computer, you have a browser that you use, whether it's Internet Explorer or Firefox or Safari or Opera or any one of you know, maybe 10 or 20 different browsers that are out there now. You can go online, you can Google a word, you type the word into Google and hit return, and it will give you sometimes millions of choices to look at something. And look at something, and if it's not interesting to you or it doesn't ring of the truth, just keep looking. This is how we research, and you will find some answers that you're looking for. We're bringing you as much information as we can. And often on this show, there's only one or two people talking to maybe millions of people, maybe just a handful of people. It depends on the time of day or night and what people have on their agenda. What we're competing with on the television often is a big issue. Or who might be performing a concert in the area where you are. It has everything to do with how many people we reach. And we're not saying that you can't have a life and do other things. But if you're going to listen to this show, by all means, know that your calls are welcome, your comments are welcome, and also your efforts after this show is finished. You know, if you hear something interesting, you can pick up your phone and you can call a friend and say, hey, I'm hearing something really interesting on BBS radio. Tune in. And it doesn't have to be Evident Footprints. It could be any show. Let people know. Spread the word. That empowers you and it empowers all of us. Any of us who are paying attention to what's going on in the world know that things in our country are very screwed up right now. Very, very screwed up. And this has been planned for hundreds of years. And I'm going to read something to you that I received in an email. And it's going to show that that this is not an exaggeration. What I'm saying was borne out. Now, the language that's used in this document is not my language. I mean, it's English, but there are some references, and I'm going to clarify what the person who made these statements that I'm going to read to you is let's just say I'm going to interpret the use of the word, because as we look, you know, over 200 years ago, they call things by different names. And so the name that I'm going to read in the email is, and this is an email of someone's speech to a group of people. These are not my words, but I'm going to interpret what the word would be today. Some people might be offended by what they hear, but the point is that there's a ring of truth to this message, and in the proper context, you will understand why I'm prefacing it with these words. But right now, we're going to take just a short pause, and I've got a couple of messages here, and I would recommend that you stay tuned, because I'm going to be sharing this with you, as well as some news about a piece that I just published and some things that are coming up. Meantime, you're listening to Evident Footprints, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Observer, a monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
And we're back with the second half of Evident Footprints here on BBSRadio.com. Welcome back. Well, I'm going to read something, and before I tell you who made this statement, I'm just going to say that the word Jew or Jews is used, and I am not one to use this language. In fact, the word, I think, of the day when this was said was Jew or Jews, and who are the Jews might be a poignant fact to discuss. The name Jews was created by those who were originally the Khazars from Mongolia, who traveled from Eastern Asia and worked their way over into Europe, and also worked their way into what you would call Western Asia, the area of Palestine, what is now Israel, but many other countries. Spain, Portugal were two countries. Germany, England, France, and Poland, parts of what we know was the Soviet Union. We could say Latvia, Belarus, Georgia. All these different countries had Jews. And the name Jew was a name or a nomenclature for those who were masquerading as the original Judeans, or what we know as today as the Israelites. And the Israelites have scattered throughout the planet, really. We have many Israelites in America. And if we look at our heritage as Christians, then we could consider ourselves Israelites. But there's a difference between being an Israelite or a Judean or even a Messianic Christian as opposed to a Jew. The word was used, coined by the Khazars, who eventually became the Ashkenazis. The Ashkenazis, in fact, the word Ashkenazi means German. So this word Jew really is identifying someone we know today as being a Zionist or the Zionists. These are the people, the bankers, the people that control the media, including the movie industry, television, radio, newspapers, magazines, mainstream radio, and they are warmongers. They control the military-industrial complex. They have worked their way through families like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the other Illuminati families. Even the Li family in China is one of the Illuminati families, and they all have this secret identity. So in the time that this piece I'm going to read was written, the word Jew really meant the same thing that Zionist means today. And I'm going to read the quote. "I fully agree with General Washington that we must protect this young nation from an insidious influence and impenetration. That menace, gentlemen, is the Jews. In whatever country Jews have settled in any great number, they have lowered its moral tone, depreciated its commercial integrity, have segregated themselves and have not been assimilated, have sneered at and tried to undermine the Christian religion upon which that nation was founded by objecting to its restrictions, have built up a state within a state, and when opposed, have tried to strangle that country to death financially, as in the case of Spain and Portugal. For over 1,700 years, the Jews have been bewailing their sad fate in that they have been exiled from their homeland, as they call Palestine. But, gentlemen, did the world give it to them in fee simple, they would at once find some reason for not returning. Why? Because they are vampires, and vampires do not live on vampires. They cannot live only amongst themselves. They must subsist on Christians and other people not of their race. If you do not exclude them from these United States in the Constitution, in less than 200 years, they will have swarmed here in such great numbers that they will dominate and devour the land and change our form of government, for which we Americans have shed our blood, given our lives, our substance, and jeopardized our liberty. If you do not exclude them, in less than 200 years, our descendants will be working in the fields to furnish them substance, while they will be in the counting houses rubbing their hands. I warn you, gentlemen, if you do not exclude the Jews for all time, your children will curse you in your graves. Jews, gentlemen, are Asiatics. Let them be born where they will, or how many generations they are away from Asia, they will never be otherwise. Their ideas do not conform to an American's and will not, even though they live among us 10 generations. A leopard cannot change its spots. Jews are Asiatics, are a menace to this country if permitted entrance, and should be excluded by this constitutional convention. End of quote. And what I just read was written and spoken by Benjamin Franklin. Now, I clarified the statement so that I'm not accused of any kind of hate-mongering. I replaced the word Jew with the word Zionist, because what Benjamin Franklin was talking about is Zionism, this greed to take over and enslave the whole planet. That's what we're facing today. Isn't it interesting that he said in less than 200 years, and he was quite accurate. In fact, it only took about 100 years to reach that level. And certainly by 1913, they had all their pieces on the chessboard in place, with the central banks in New York and the creation of the Federal Reserve. Franklin was a wise man, obviously. And I can't say I agree with everything that Benjamin Franklin has ever done, because we had Freemasonry also running this country. And the Zionists even worked their way into Freemasonry. They were that determined to infiltrate every aspect of our society and our government. And they have done that, and they are still doing that today. And all the major players in government are Zionists. All the major universities in our country are run by Zionists. All the major research foundations are funded and run by Zionists. And so Benjamin Franklin spoke the truth, and I'm not attacking people who consider themselves of the Jewish faith. Understand that it was the Zionists that created that term, Jew. It was not the Israelites. It was not the Judeans who did that. And we can talk about those people as being the people that Moses freed from Egypt. But the whole story is not being told there either, because many of those people went to Egypt for work and sort of got tricked into becoming enslaved, because they had heard that there was work available. And what did they do? They built temples, they built roads, they built cities for emperors. And one day it became too much. One day God said, "You are my chosen people," and he released them. He parted the Red Sea so that they could flee, and the Pharaoh's army chasing after them on horses and in chariots were swept under, drowned, crushed by the weight of the seas collapsing on them. Now, some people say, "Well, I don't know if I buy that. That's a tall one." Don't put it past God to be able to do something like that, to be able to form those types of miracles. Look around you. Look just at this planet, what a miracle this planet is. Look at the miracle of life and tell me that God couldn't part the Red Sea. And if he could do that then, he could do something like that now. And so my message is that we wake up. Let's wake up to who these people are. Let's wake up to what's going on. And instead of denying it, instead of running away from it, instead of pretending like it's not there, face up to it. Take responsibility, repent for it, and ask God to show you what you can do. If you can't come up with the answer on your own, if there's not some part of your being that can think of something that you can do to change things on this planet, then ask God to show you. I'm feeling I'm doing my part, and yet I'm feeling that I'm not very good at it because I don't get the people to call in. I don't get people responding in the numbers that I would like to see. But I guess I should be thankful if one person wakes up. That's a person that can affect 10, and then 100, and then 1,000, and then 10,000, and 100,000, and then 1,000,000 people. And before you know it, everybody's awake. But if you don't do anything but sit on your rear end, it's not going to happen. Many of you are feeling fear or uncertainty about the times that are ahead. I don't have all the answers. I have some answers. You may not even agree with most of them. But what are you doing about it? What solutions are you bringing forward? What action are you taking? What wisdom are you imparting to the masses? And if you're doing something, let us hear about it. Share it. Now, that said, and I know it may sound like I'm speaking down to the listening audience. That is not at all what I'm doing. I'm just trying to give you the perspective. I talk to talk show hosts every day on the Patriot Networks and on this very spiritually centered network, BBS Radio. And the people that I talk to kind of say the same thing. Why aren't the people waking up? Why aren't they waking up? Why are they still asleep? Well, I guess you haven't had enough sleep, those of you who are still asleep. Those of you who are awake, I'm asking you to help us spread this message, whether it means just directing people to come listen to the show or to read some of our research, to read the articles we're writing, the books we're writing. Listen to the music we're creating, because the answers are found in all of those things. And many times it's just people coming together on a personal level. It has nothing to do with radio or television. Now, quick announcement. I was informed last night that we are going to be able to, I guess we can already, broadcast a live simulcast where you can actually see me, see in my studio, see things that are going on, and even give you some live video during the show. So I'm looking for some enhancements to Evident Footprints, the ability to stream images is going to make this really interesting, because we can now turn internet radio into internet television at the same time. And if you choose to watch something that we might bring forward, and I very well may do that on this show, show you some clips from some documentaries that will expose the truth. So I'm looking forward to that. We are going to be pursuing this very aggressively, Don Newsom tells me, and it's something that will give our work and our message another dimension. And again, we will still have the same message. We'll ask you to tell people about this show and other shows on this network, and share what you've learned. If you've learned something, or if we've inspired you, tell your family and your friends. Get them to listen. Get them to wake up. By doing that, it won't take too long, and we'll all be awake. And then things will change for the better. Now, it's known amongst my friends, and it's be, rapidly now spreading across the internet. I had an article published yesterday, and it's I guess the papers are being sent out. The Idaho Observer published the first part, which is a multi-part series on the current presidential candidates. Three. I left Ron Paul out of this because it was a study on genealogy. Right now, I don't find anything unusual about Ron Paul's genealogy. But I do very much so about the three candidates that the media is pushing: John McCain, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. So I did some genealogical research, and the piece, I couldn't think of another title besides The Three Stooges Go to Washington. When I thought about them, I saw them as stooges. I saw them as people that are just placed there to perform a role, much like an actor or a puppet would in a comedy routine or in a magic act. And they're called stooges. And, of course, we all know the Three Stooges. That was one of my favorite series when I was growing up. They were geniuses at comedy. It was slapstick and it was stupid, but if you liked parodies, if you liked metaphors and irony and innuendo, they were hilarious. They were masters at their craft. Maybe a bit too slapstick, but you know, as a child, certainly we all had our laughs. And if you've ever seen The Three Stooges, you may know why I named this piece The Three Stooges Go to Washington. I uncovered some very startling research looking at biographies and reading published stories about these three people. We have John McCain, the former prisoner of war from the Vietnam era, Air Force pilot. He was called a hero, and I couldn't really find anything to substantiate why he would have been a hero. In fact, what I started learning was he was anything but a hero. And I wondered why there was such a strong, concerted effort to make him be a hero, at least in the minds of the American people. And what I found was pretty startling. And I, as I dug and dug for facts, I found that every fact led to a more startling fact. And by the time I was finished collecting all these facts, which were really needles in a haystack, I had a whole stack of needles instead of a haystack with one needle. I had so many facts uncovered, and I became convinced that I had been led to the truth, that I had found something that had been hidden from us, and it's documented. There's actual paperwork, and if you know how to find these things, you can find them. And claims that are being made as far as being related to royalty can be very true in this case. But how this was created, how this was manufactured, is quite a bit different from what actually occurred. And it should be of concern to us because it's exactly what Benjamin Franklin was talking about. And you'd have to do quite a bit of historical research to grasp that. I'm generalizing it. I'm summarizing it in one sentence. But Benjamin Franklin hit the point in this short little speech that I read. He was talking about Zionists, and this thing, this Zionism, is this insatiable wealth or greed for wealth and power and domination, and it flirts, or it's totally involving evil. It's involving what we call the dark side of the spiritual realm. And people that have good intentions don't do these things in secrecy. That's a simple fact that you learn when you start studying secret societies. Why are they secret? What are they keeping from us? What is it that they don't want us to know about themselves and about ourselves and about everything? What is it they don't want us to know? Simplest word is the truth. all the answers are in the truth. And the truth, it's been said, shall set you free. What is freedom? And is that acknowledging our sovereignty under God? What is it? I can keep asking these rhetorical questions, but I want to go back to the topic and refer to the fact that I wrote an article, and if you go to directlightproductions.com, click on at the top of the page, it says Home, About Us, then it says Archives, and Animals, and then Articles. So like right in the middle of the top line on any page on the website, you click on Articles, and it'll take you to a master index of articles. You'll see the name of the article. Move your mouse to the title and click on that. The article will open up. The first part of part one, or the first half of part one, which was published in the April edition of the Idaho Observer, will appear, and it describes my research. Now, everyone is not interested in research, per se. I mean, there's some boring details about dates and times and who said what. But this is the whole issue. They, the powers that be, these Zionists, don't want us to know the truth. If you read this, you will begin to understand how they secreted people into our country. That's how they create the identity of these characters that become heroes when they've done nothing heroic. You've got John McCain today beating the war drum, saying, yes, we need 100 more years of war in Iraq, only because the Zionists are making money. And big, huge corporations that are part of the military-industrial complex are making enormous amounts of money. Not millions, not billions, but trillions of dollars. They've done it every time we've had a major war. I'm reminded of the fact that they said that the Second World War was the war to end all wars, and yet it wasn't a few years later, and there were skirmishes going on all over the planet, but we had to get involved in Korea. We had to get involved in the Korean War, and then we had to get involved in Vietnam. And that spread to Cambodia and Laos, although officially we weren't there. Why was it that we weren't there? Well, what they don't tell you is the stories about the gold heists that have occurred throughout history and are still going on today. You want to see why the economy is upside down? It's because these people have an insatiable greed or lust for wealth. And while they give us paper money, they steal the gold that's supposed to be backing the money. So this article, The Three Stooges Go to Washington, is describing who your current presidential candidates are, with the exclusion of Ron Paul and anyone who might be a write-in candidate or is just excluded from any publicity whatsoever. And I suppose that would include Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader is a perpetual presidential candidate. Doesn't stand an ice cream cone's chance in hell, and they won't permit that, and likely they won't permit Ron Paul to rise to that occasion unless enough people wake up and figure out how to get around this. But I urge you to read this, and feel free to tell your friends about this article. I would like to see this go around the world. I really would, because I went down the rabbit hole on this one, and I didn't see any rabbits while I was down there. Rabbits wouldn't go into such a stench. And in comparing facts, in comparing biographies, autobiographies, public documents, the things they put out there, the propaganda they put out there for us to swallow hook, line, and sinker, I found that none of it stood up to what I found in this research. This is important stuff. This rewrites history, folks. It really does. And I don't say that with any great pleasure, but I'm pointing out the fact that it rewrites history. Now, what are we going to do about it? I urge you to go to my website, directlightproductions.com, And I urge you to subscribe to the Idaho Observer. You should have a copy of that newspaper. There are many, many fine journalists, researchers, writers, essayists that contribute to that paper. And it's one of a handful on the planet that are actually telling the truth about what's going on. I hope I haven't bored you. No one's called in. I'm planning on doing a solo show tomorrow, and I may handle a different topic tomorrow, but tune in anyway. Friday will be, I guess it is. It is Friday. Or it's going to be Friday. Jim Murray is my regular Friday guest. No, we still got another day. We're still okay. I think my atomic clock is just going crazy right now. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening to the show tonight. And Jim Murray will be here on Friday. Let's put it that way. He's a regular guest. Don't know what we're going to talk about, but it's usually very interesting. In the meantime, I wish you peace, love, and light, and have a very good night.
Details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.